Okay. So now, it's an honor to talk to you because I've seen you, like, a lot of competitions that I've been to. I've seen you, a lot of athletes wear your product, and also I know one of the athletes who wear your product is she's featured on the cover, and she talks a lot about you. She loves to wear your product to like on her events. I want to ask you first of all, how did you get started?
So I was an athlete 6 years ago, and I was on Team Flawless back then. And I, you know, the competition suits were very expensive, and I was like, okay, I wanted to go pro, but I can't afford to spend, you know, keep spending $1,200 or $600 on a suit. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn how to make this myself. And my husband, you know, such a good supporter he is, went to Walmart, got me a $70 foam machine, and I just started watching YouTube videos, and I picked it up, self-taught. And wow. I kept going until like, the suit matched kind of the suit that I had. It was like, it had to be very close to it at that point. And then I started getting good, and I showed a few people on my team, like, look, this is what I made. And everybody was like, wow, this is great. Kitty, you know, make me one. I'd like to purchase, you know, your stuff looks good. So, and that's where it started. So I left bodybuilding to be a designer. So my dream of being a pro athlete just kind of changed.
Nice. Yeah, Miss Chan, talked highly about you all. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
Wow. So I know you said that everything was expensive. Was there anybody who inspired you, like any designer that inspired you as you was doing it?
Yeah. So CJ Elliott Suits, she was like one of the main ones that everybody wore on the team, and I kind of, you know, wanted to resemble her suit just because that was like, I mean, she makes all the suits for the pros, right? And so if I needed to look like that, I needed to make something that looked like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it started. But since then, I've created, you know, my own pattern and my own cuts since then. She's still amazing, and I still love her work, and I still, you know, look up to all those designers that are doing well in the industry. But I am now, you know, I've branded myself, and I've created my own cuts that represent me.
Nice. Now, some people might think that you only do women's suits, but I know you do also stuff for men as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
How all you do?
Yeah. So I do men's bodybuilding and men's classic physique. And when I started the men's my men's line, I started out with classic physique first, and then I moved to bodybuilding. And how that started, I just kind of looked back at the cut Arnold was wearing. And I would just kind of draw that out just back and forth and, you know, take a pair of men's boxer underwear and kind of cut it up and go from there.
Nice.
So that's also self-taught as well.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, is each one you make, is each one customized for each athlete? Or, like, some of you have, like, an already designed and athletes can get from there and then – if somebody wants something custom-made, you customize to the athlete's exact fit, or how does it work?
So everything that I do is custom-made and made to order. So we don't have a lot of, you know, quick-ship products. How it works, you know, the athletes send me their measurements, and I have, you know, a set of measurements that I don't know if every designer does, but for me it's worked out. You know, like, for instance, for the men, you know, we do the waist and the hip, but I also have like a crotch measurement, and they kind of laugh at me when I ask that. So it's like where the trunks start in the front underneath belly button, and then where they end, like right above, you know, like in the back, you know, where the butt crack is. That way, I know like I have enough room. I know, right? That's funny, but it's worked out well. Like all the guys that I've made, it's like a 99%. Like I always get it right. there's just that 1% that it's like, oh, it's a little bit too tight here. But since I learned to do that measurement, it's made it to be very custom for each athlete. And I also do that for the women too, because not everybody's core, like, you know, is like, we have some really tall people, but they have a short core, you know, and I just learned that with trial and error. But yes, yeah, so everything is custom. Absolutely.
Wow.
So
yeah, I love your work. So I see that also the outfit that Ms. Swartz have on the cover.
Yes.
You do designs like that as well. Like how do you get? I mean, where you get inspiration from in designing something like that? You just look at something and you be like, okay, this is how I want it, and you just make it from there. Or
right. So I always do a consultation with each athlete, and I always ask them like, okay, what is inspiring you? What's your inspiration? You know, that is like, where do you know, what's your inspiration for the stage? What have you been looking at? And so what I'll kind of do is I go and look through their Instagram, and I kind of see their style of like, you know, if they're, you know, like Chance. Chance is a very sporty girl. Like, she likes suns and she likes, you know, but she's also a girly girl, right? She's so amazing.
Right.
And so she's always like that hard, fiery look, you know. Her whole, like, if you look back from when she started competing, she's always done, like, red and black suits, you know. So I've always made a hard look for her. And everything that I've, you know, that her and I put together, it's like she'll tell me one thing, and I don't know how I do it, but I just go, like, I don't know. I just go with it. And she's like, this is exactly what I was seeing. It's definitely, I have the art. Like, I have people that come in to my shop for fittings. And before they get here, I have an idea of what color fabric they want, or what, you know, what idea they're going to without them actually showing me. So when they get here, I have it laid out, and they're like, oh my God, this is exactly what I wanted. And I've done that, like, I don't know, I do that, like, all, pretty much, like, every other day is, like, right on. I had a guy that walked up to me, and he was coming out of the car, and he's like, hey, Kitty, you know, I met him outside. He's like, you know what, this is going to be so easy. I already have a theme. I know what I'm going to do. So he was doing bodybuilding and also classic physique, and I had all the colors laid out, like the two main colors that I thought would look good on him that I was feeling, had it on the table. He walked in and he's like, that's it. Like, how did you know? How did you know how to do this? I'm like, I don't know. I just, it's a passion. So, you know, when you have a passion for something, you just really, like, I don't know, it's like in tune with it.
Nice. Now, as you grow, because I know you have, like, a high demand, because you're constantly busy, because it was hard to get you with interviews. So,
yeah.
I know you're real busy, so as time goes by and you get busier and busier, do you have, like, a staff that manufactures everything for you, like, for, like, multiple clients, or you do everything yourself,
so,
like, hands-on yourself?
Everything is hands-on, myself mostly with me. I have a pretty small team that is with me throughout the summer, and then after summer is over, like, I have people that come in very part-time. I plan on, for 2020, to have a set full-time team. So it really just been me and, like, three other people part-time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is amazing.
You travel a lot of
people. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Wow.
A lot of nights, like, I pull a lot of all-nighters. A lot of all-nighters. People think I'm crazy, but it's like, at the end of the day, I love what I do, and I'll just keep working and forget to eat and, you know, sometimes
yeah.
just not even be tired because I'm just so into what I'm doing.
Right. You got a passion for it. So you always think about eating. You're like, oh, man, I didn't eat today, or I didn't think
yeah.
I spent all night.
Yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a good thing, but it's bad.
Now, I know you have a lot of clients. Is there any clients, like, you can, like, name, like, some well-known, maybe ISBB or NGA, or any pro athletes you can name?
Um,
where's your...
So I have another one, Priscilla Cavila. She's ISBB pro. She is a physique woman and from Brazil. So she wears my stuff. I actually met her. She was actually my first physique girl. And I met her in the gym. I walked up to her, like, she was getting off the treadmill, and I was like, whoa. I was like, this body is like a piece of art. She didn't know very much English. And I was like, hey, I was like, man, can I make a bikini for you? Are you competing? She's like, what? You're crazy. I don't speak English. I have no money. I said, don't worry about it. I just want to dress you. So she's one of the ones who actually, and that was kind of like in the beginning, the same time around when I was trying to design for the men as well. And she let me. She was just like, I kept contacting her, and she was like, finally, yeah, sure, show me what you got, you know, through translation on phone at that. It was like, nice. We met in person, and she came over for a fitting, and it was like, I would tell her what I was going to do, like, as measurements-wise, through the phone and translate it to Portuguese. So we did that the first year, and then after that, it was, like, very easy, and she ended up winning, you know, a few shows, like even doing a overall, you know, which was awesome. So Priscilla Cavila, who's another one, JP Peakley, he's out in Oklahoma. Jay Frew, Jarek, do you know who he is, right? Physique, classic physique guy.
I'm gonna look for him.
He's like with Flow. He owns Flow Posing. You're what?
Oh, football? You know, Instagram?
Yeah, so he is, actually, he just did the Arnold this weekend. Let me see what his Instagram name is, because I can't remember all of them. But they tag me, you know, so. David Fitley, his wife, she's also, I don't know if you know of them. Let's see. Let me find J. Crew, because, so, yeah, it's Jared.
Oh, I know J. Crew. I know J. Crew.
Yeah, so he, if you go onto his page, it's all, everything that he wears is Kitty's bikini. Like, he does not step on stage with, you know, anybody else or takes a photo. It is all Kitty's bikinis. Like, he's diehard, which is awesome because, like, I met him in the gym, too. And I was like, hey, I'm Kitty. I make bodybuilding trunks. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll give you a try. And after that, it was like he told me out of everybody he's worked with, you know, because he's been in bodybuilding for a minute. And he liked my customer service, and he liked how custom they were. So anything he, you know, like asked me to do, it was like, sure, you know, no questions about that. I always like to take critiques because I can only get better, you know. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate it when somebody tells me, like, hey, Kitty, this is good, but can we do this? Can you make it like this so it will fit my body better so I can, you know, do my poses and a little bit more of a relaxed style instead of being so tight, you know? So I take that, and, you know, respectfully, that's the only way how I grow, to be better. I'm still, like, every day that I make something, I feel like it's getting better and better. Even though it's still like 6 years down the road.
Nice. So one day you probably have like your own factory or something?
I don't know. I have no idea where it's going to go. Right now I enjoy having it very personal, you know?
Yeah. Okay.